We can imagine flying to dark green islands, and we can imagine pulling up the corner of the autumn morning sky, and we can imagine running away to the dark side of the earth, but there is no place. There is no place where the presence of what is present is not with us. No place where the holy questions, the tug of wonder is not right there before us. We live in a remarkable world. It has all sorts of amazing places in it, watering holes for lionesses and snowy mountain peaks and all that. The world is pretty great. And there's a time and a place for caring about faraway places, for things that don't seem like they affect us directly, but still matter and are still worthy of our concern. There's a place for that. But that's not what today is about. Today is it about that the presence of presence is right here. It's about how even if the next country is so close that you can hear the crowing of its rooster, you need not travel there. You don't have to. At least you need not travel there to experience Tao, the sacred way. You need not travel somewhere else to save the earth or savor the earth. It's right here. This is how the modern ecological movement, how Earth Day really got started. Folks concerned with things right where they were. People in Santa Barbara who grieved the millions of gallons of oil that washed up and killed life in February of 1969. A few months later, the Cuyahoga River in Ohio once again caught on fire. The river itself burned, and folks rose up. This has got to stop. This is our neighborhood, our air, our water, and we have got to do something. And we did. We cleaned up rivers, and we passed laws, and raised awareness, and a lot of things are a lot better. We've solved a lot of problems. But some of them didn't really get solved. They just got exported to other countries. And what may be the biggest problem of all, the warming earth, we haven't solve that yet. So when I say that ecology begins at home, that the caring for the earth begins with a sense of place, don't mishear me. We live in a global world, and we cannot just export our pollution, and we cannot relax about climate change just because Nigerians and Indonesians will pay the price more than we will. The lesson of another Psalm 139, the lesson of life itself, is that the presence of the present is everywhere. And if we live in a place with beauty, a place worth keeping clean and healthy, if our lives and forests and waters are important, then so is everybody else's lives and waters and forests. A deep love of one's local place should inspire not exclusivity, but solidarity. A concrete love for all of creation. Creation which is made real in our own local area, so that the park near us, the forest preserve just out of town, the bird out our window, these local things are sacraments. Visible and tangible signs of the holy, of the sacred earth, our home, which is too large, too majestic to be comprehended in all its fullness. So let's check in together about the health of our local sacraments. How is the environment right here in our neck of the woods? We know that it's beautiful, with forest preserves and parks and Severson Dells and the gardens preserved a lot of wild lands, and that's really important. It's important for non-human life as well as for the abatement of greenhouse gases, and it's important for humans to restore our souls and our connection with the earth. If you haven't made a recent donation to Severson's Dells or the Natural Land Institute, you should. And the members of the church who are board members there will thank you for your gift. We're the Forest City, and there are lots of parks and backyards, and that's good. However, someone told me recently that the Rock River was America's fourth most polluted river, and I looked that up, and I found out that's not quite true. Rock River is America's 10th most polluted river. And that is an improvement. We were seventh 20 years ago, and the amount of toxicity in the river has dropped by more than half in that generation. But the river is not what we would call clean. Now, the main polluter for the Rock River, the main point source pollution, is well downstream from us. It's the Tyson Food Plant in Joslyn, Illinois, closer to Davenport than it is to us. It's a beef plant. And all the chemicals from the manufacture of beef, and let's be clear, this is manufacture, not farming. Those chemicals pollute the river. That's the main source of pollution on the Rock River. So if you want to do something good for Earth Day this year, something good for the Earth, if you want to accept the 40-day challenge, 40 Days for the Earth challenge that starts today and goes into early June, here's a simple one. Don't eat beef. Especially processed industrial beef. That's something that you can do to help the local environment right down the river for us. So if you're not already doing this, and some of you already don't eat that, it is my challenge to you to go 40 days with no industrial beef. Let me know how it goes. A lot of pollution, however, is not point source pollution. It doesn't come from a particular place. Comes from residential wastewater and runoff and all of that. And the city of Rockford is upgrading its sewers to cut back on this pollution, which is good and overdue. Homeowners can make sure that chemicals from household cleaners and car fluids and fertilizers and pesticides are cleaned up properly and not down the drain or into a stream. You can use those chemicals sparingly, if at all. You don't really need them. The river isn't the only local ecological issue. We could talk about development planning and sprawl. We need folks to build in the city. We've got land that needs to be developed in the city, buildings that need to be rehabbed. We don't need to bulldoze another prairie or field. I'm encouraged that the city's really trying to be a cool city. This is what a lot of mayors are doing for carbon. Trying to replace old vehicles and fix buildings and all that, save money, reduce emissions all at once, that's a good thing. Truth is, most of you are pretty savvy ecologically. I don't need to lay out a detailed plan of what you need to do. You kind of know what you need to do, and many of you are already doing it. If you do need some ideas or some help, just ask someone around here, and they'll point you to one of our many ecologists or environmentally wise folks could give some advice. The point I want to make is this. Start here. Focus on this place we live. We don't have majestic mountains or long sandy ocean beaches, but we have lots of natural beauty. The flowers and the forests and the rivers, and this place is worthy of our care. Sometimes we can't see what's right before us and celebrate what's here and lift it up and honor it, strengthen it. That's why Norbert Capek invented the flower celebration, because he saw the great beauty in diversity of the members of his church, but he didn't think that they saw it. He wanted them to see what was right before them. The flowers were a sacrament, a visible sign of the wonder of the people. Gathered, a sign of the holy, which is not somewhere else, but is right here, this world, in us, in living creatures. So after the benediction today, I hope that you'll come forward and take a flower with you home, one different than the one you brought. And if you didn't bring one, there's enough. There's always enough every year. As you go with that flower, remember to give honor to the earth, our home, in all its majesty and wonder, and to make that real, to make it concrete, not abstract. Through your appreciation and your activism, through your wonder and your work, to make it real here in this place where we live together.